You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition. Shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Have we had this organization on the show before? I don't know that we have. I'm looking forward to learning all about them.
We have not. So this will be a fun and informative show.
Well, let's get right to it. We're joined this morning by David Godwin. He's a Senior Vice President, Business Development with Bank South Mortgage. David, welcome to the show.
Todd, thank you so much for having me. Carol, thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, the pleasure is ours, David. I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy these days, so grateful for you for swinging by and giving us some time. Before we get into our conversation, take a quick few minutes and tell us a bit about you, your background, and then give us that overview of Bank South Mortgage, how you serve in your market.
Certainly. Thanks again for the opportunity. I'm actually celebrating 20 years. I don't know if we'd say celebrating, but I've been in the mortgage industry for 20 years now. In the last five years and 2 months with Bank South Mortgage. But I started in the spring of 1997 with Home Bank Mortgage. It was a large lender here in Atlanta back at that time. I got the opportunity to move over to Bank Mortgage in the summer of 2002 that was ultimately acquired by SunTrust. That's where I met Kim Nelson, who is the CEO and founder of Bank South Mortgage. So that's kind of how we arrived here at Bank South Mortgage.
Outstanding.
So talk to us a little bit more about Bank South Mortgage. What makes it unique and different?
Bank South Mortgage is a special place and was quite an opportunity for me. As I mentioned, Kim Nelson, our founder and CEO, Bank South Mortgage, founded Loan South Mortgage in the fall of 2008. She was brave enough to open a mortgage company in 2008 when most folks were going in the other direction.
Right.
Kim was and still is a phenom in our industry. She was a mortgage company inside of a mortgage company in her time. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, had the thought and desire to open her own company in 2008. She actually partnered with Harold Reynolds, who is the CEO of Bank South, our parent company. So we are a bank-owned mortgage company. But in opening in 2008 and operating for a few years, she recognized that having the bank partner was going to be the best recipe or formula for success. So they partnered in February 2011. So here we are in 2017. It's been a great ride. Great journey.
And all the traditional mortgage products? I mean, what are you offering?
Absolutely. That's, again, the reason for the bank there is not only all the traditional that you would find on the secondary mortgage market, but the bank offers us quite an opportunity to do what we refer to as portfolio products. So if we've got a client that doesn't fit into that box in the secondary area, the bank is happy to take a look or have a discussion or gain another customer there that might make perfect sense for them. And these would be, you know, near misses on the secondary market. So
that's interesting. So tell our listener where your offices are now, and then I know you're opening some new ones soon. So let's talk about where you are and where you're going to be.
Yeah, lots of excitement for sure. We are focused in Georgia, and we have offices in what we refer to probably as Metro. So we're going to be up 75 on Chastain Road, up 400 in Milton, and then 85 Duluth Satellite Boulevard. Corporate for us is what we refer to as the Forum. That's just, if you know where the OK Cafe is, we're just south of the OK Cafe. They're a great spot for us. And then we get out to Athens, where we have a bank branch and also a mortgage office in Lake Oconee, which is headquarters for the bank, and have a mortgage office there. South of us in Peachtree City, on down to Columbus, further down 85, and then a great operation in Savannah. Now, we're moving in new offices in 2018 in Columbus, also in Gwinnett or Duluth, and then Athens.
Nice.
Yeah, lots of exciting things going
on. Lots of growth.
Well, I got all the key parts covered.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, David, Carol and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
For many of us, buying a home is the largest purchase we will ever make in our lifetime. So it's important to know that the home you buy will be comfortable, easy to maintain, and energy efficient throughout the year. And that's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice program. Right Choice homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. I'm home expert Ty Pennington. Make sure you watch my video at jacksonemc.com and find out why a Right Choice home is the right choice for you.
All right, we're back with David Godwin, BankSouth Mortgage.
David, I imagine we have a few listeners that are in that process of looking at homes and shopping for mortgages. So let's take a little bit of a deeper dive into the various different mortgage products that are offered by BankSouth.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you all very much for listening. We hope that you'll reach out to us. Really want to emphasize that we feel like we have all the products. Being a bank-owned mortgage company, as we mentioned before the commercial break, we really cover the gamut. But, you know, many of the buyers that are coming into the market today might be shopping after the downturn, or might be coming out of school and income, still working on building their income, and maybe still working on building a savings account. So we're going to cover the gamut with products that would allow you to qualify for a little bit more house, if that means a higher debt-to-income ratio. We also have all the products that are going to offer a lower or no down payment option. So you can purchase today, purchase a little bit more house, and also get in with, you know, virtually no money.
Wow. It's nice. It's mm-hmm. a nice option to have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I imagine, we talked earlier about some of the products you have. I mean, conventionals, FHA, I mean, you have all that stuff, right?
We absolutely do. We run, you know, conventional has a home ready product, a home possible product, FHA, VA, USDA. Of course, for that move up buyer, you know, we've got the jumbo products. Again, we're going to get aggressive on loan to values, even in that jumbo arena. You know, we can do up to a 95%. What we refer to as portfolio products, again, customers that just might not fit the box, we've got products for them. The construction products, we can absolutely do mm-hmm. your construction to permanent. So if you've got a design and you've got a lot and you would like to be that builder, we can absolutely talk to you about that loan and help you out with the financing mm-hmm. on the front end, and then ultimately the permanent financing when the house is complete. Condo financing, we're going to get into non-warrantable condos, and I think we're going to see that market start to come mm-hmm. back that much more.
I would agree.
There's such thing as bank statement loans now, mm-hmm. and you know, we're getting back to that a little bit, where we can take a look at the bank statements and maybe not so much the tax returns. Asset-based financing, which again is going to be a little bit of the same. Subordinate financing is coming back for folks that remember being able to avoid private mortgage insurance. We'll offer that 80% first mortgage, mm-hmm. 10 and 15% second to avoid that MI.
To someone who's listening to this, David, who has heard you rattle off all these great products and says, holy smokes, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. They don't have to know, right? They're going to sit down with you and tell you their situation. You're going to ask some questions and you're going to be able to advise them on the best path forward. Yes?
Absolutely. I think, again, we are Georgia focused. Mm-hmm. We have about 45 loan officers around the state. I did a little over $1 billion last year. Our group is a seasoned group, highly productive, mm-hmm. and I would refer to them as trusted advisors. Mm-hmm. That is very much how they have run their business. Right. You know, our average loan officer has been in the business for, you know, well over 10 years, has plenty of experience, and welcomes the opportunity for you to come and sit down with them and talk you through everything that I just mentioned. So no need to have any prior experience.
Yeah. Wow. One of the hot topics out there in the news is millennials, and millennials trying to get back into the house or trying to get into the housing market, and how so many of them have all this college debt. Do you all offer a product that addresses that?
Sure. They're absolutely. Again, we've got our portfolio products that's going to allow us to qualify a millennial buyer that might, you know, be a little debt heavy mm-hmm. with a higher debt to income ratio, because we know their income opportunity is going to continue to grow. And then those, you know, those secondary mortgage products, we've got underwriters that have many years of experience, and, you know, with the right borrower profile, they're going to allow a higher debt to income ratio, again, with a smaller down payment too.
Right. That's nice.
Yeah, that's very, very cool. They're aging a little bit, and they're starting to itch to get in that uh-huh. home. So it's going to become very, very hot to be serving that millennial market. So yeah, so looking ahead to 2018, I mean, we talked about some of the growth plans of you know, some of the new locations that you're going to have a presence in. Anything else there you want to share? Any other BankSouth mortgage news you want to share? Any just general thoughts on what we should be looking forward to in terms of monitoring this whole space in 2018?
Sure, it's never really about a number for us. We want to continue to be a sustainable company. We're thankful that we've been recognized the last several years as best places to work here in Atlanta.
That's very nice, yeah.
But we haven't been recognized as number one, so we have more work to do, and we're absolutely working on that. So we want to be an employer of choice. We absolutely believe we take care of the folks that are ultimately taking care of our customers. That's best formula for success. Moving into those new office spaces, so we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. Again, continuing to offer our loan officers all the resources they need to be that trusted advisor for our customers in 2018. But just really want to remain relevant. We're competitive. We're thankful that we're showing up on top 5 and top 10 lists for new construction markets, purchase money here in Georgia, but still not number one. So I'd say in 2018, we continue to strive for that.
Well, sounds like a good plan.
Nothing else we need to say there. So good stuff. Well, David, we're about out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you and where do they learn more about BankSouth Mortgage?
For sure. Well, please, of course, banksouth.com. Find us there. Social media channel is going to be on Facebook, LinkedIn. Follow us on Twitter, please. We welcome that. I think you'll get a good snapshot of who we are and can interact with us that way. And we'll reach out to you in a hurry.
All right. David Godwin, Senior Vice President, Business Development with BankSouth Mortgage. David, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thanks again, Todd. Thank you, Carol.
Absolutely.
And happy holidays to you as well. All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate edition. On behalf of today's guest, David Godwin, and my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Have a good week.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.